License Invoked by Robert Asprin and Jody Lynn Nye. Chapter 1.
Damn it to hell, anyway!
Hearing the utterance of these words by the head of the United States Secret Service, his aide materialized in his office like a genie, answering a magical summoning. In actuality, the simile was not that far from the truth. The men had been together for years. A professional, working relationship, of course. It's not that kind of a book. And the aide had long since learned that on the rare occasions his chief resorted to swearing, it was best to stand by, even before being called. Even then it would sometimes be too late.
Trouble, sir?
Where have you been?
The chief snarled. See what we mean?
Sorry, sir, it won't happen again,
the aide replied, deliberately bland of countenance. Washington, D.C. was a city of power, both built on and undermined by petty tyrants and obscure pecking orders. One did not survive there, being thin-skinned.
I can't believe we're getting this dumped on us, the chief raved. And in an election year, too.
The aide waited patiently. Eventually, the vital points of information would be forthcoming. Trying to rush it would only focus attention on himself.
Every no-name power monger in Washington up for re-election bugging us for protection. Not to mention the equal treatment demands from their opponents. And now we're supposed to provide protection for some foreign nut touring the U.S. And with our limited budget, we can barely...
Excuse me, sir, but providing protection for foreign dignitaries is a normal part of our department's function.
Dignitaries, yes, the chief said. Ambassadors, royalty, but this falls well outside that description. Did you ever hear of a rock group called Green Fire?
Yes, sir.
You have?
For the first time in the conversation, the chief abandoned his mad long enough to look directly at his aide.
You forget, sir, I have two teenagers at home, the aide said with a smile. Green Fire is currently all the rage in the younger set, an Irish group, I believe.
Well, those are the dignitaries we're supposed to be providing protection for, the chief said, returning to his tirade. At least for their lead singer. What's her name?
Fiona Kenmare,
the aide supplied.
That's the one. Anyway, the group's about to start a performing tour of the U.S., except the lead singer's been getting threats and had a couple unverified attacks on her. Normally I'd try to dodge it, but the Brits are taking it seriously and sending along a protective escort of their own. That means we're stuck. There's no way we're going to let someone from a foreign agency wander around over here without someone from our side tagging along.
Excuse me, sir, the aide said with a frown. Did I understand you to say unverified attacks?
That's the kicker, the chief nodded.